This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight, right here from our flagship Salem Media stations in Tampa, Florida, heard across America, around the world as well, and also in the Caribbean, and streaming live online via the internet and the satellite. And don't forget, we're heard across America on some of America's greatest radio stations. Hello, Denver. Hello, Atlanta. And hello to everybody listening to us all around the country. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military and our veterans. We also salute our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working on the coronavirus effort keeping us free and safe. And to all the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, janitorial, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with those roughnecks working the oil rigs. And let's not forget to talk about the bridge tenders, too, out there working out on the islands, getting the bridges up and down for people to go back and forth. We appreciate everything you do, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch page. Like the page, jump into the chat room that's there. You can follow us on Twitter at Captain's America, or you can go to our all brand new website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, and you can also listen to the show over there because we got a link we put in there today, so you can sit right there and listen to the show right there on the Captain's America Third Watch.com for those of you listening on the internet. And to the telephone lines we go, and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, undoubtedly the biggest political news of the night last night was what happened in Alabama. Former Auburn coach Tommy Tuberville destroyed former Senator Jeff Sessions, former Attorney General in the Alabama senatorial GOP primary, to go up against the incumbent Senator Doug Jones, where the Republican is favored to win that. And Tommy Tuberville is going to be a very, very, very good U.S. Senator. I just feel really good about him. I've listened to him. I've heard what he's had to say. Unlike Jeff Sessions, who lost all political favor with most of the Trump supporters when he bowed out to begin with of the when he recused himself from all the stuff that was going on there with the investigation, when he should have stayed right in the middle of it, in my opinion. What say you?
Well, no, I agree, Captain. I think he did recuse himself. I recall hearing him.
Way too early. Conference.
Oh, absolutely. Almost without a lot of thought about it, it would seem, and not recognizing the storm that was brewing against the president. That was obviously, you know, a made-up thing that they actually tried to foist on the American people. So his particular political career, I think, is now is no longer, basically. This is probably the last race that that Jeff Sessions will try to run.
Yep, he's done.
Exactly. And so, this is a very, it's a good night for Mr. Tuberville, and also it's a good night for President Trump, because President Trump had wholeheartedly endorsed him, and certainly if the opposite would have happened, you would have a lot of the pundits saying, you see, President Trump is declining, and this kind of stuff.
And
further from the truth.
And Ronny Jackson, a former doctor for the president, Ronny Jackson won a congressional primary race in Texas.
Exactly right. So all in all, a good night for these candidates and also a good night for President Trump, which seems to go against the conventional wisdom nowadays, Captain, that everybody's got to distance themselves from President Trump and they don't, you know, they can't be seen with him, don't speak his name, and all these kinds of things. And again, we're seeing the exact opposite happening. And I wonder what the party officials for the Democrats must be thinking tonight with these kinds of results.
Well, the other thing is One American News put out a poll yesterday, and the poll showed Donald Trump leading in a couple of states. One of them happened to be Texas, where they were showing originally some of the Democratic polls that Biden was ahead in Texas and ahead in Georgia and that sort of thing. And that just is not true. It is not true. And One American News today came out with their poll, put it out there, and boom, there it was, Trump up in both of those states.
Well, exactly right. And I think the operative thing that's going on here, Captain, is people are saying to themselves, okay, we saw what was going on with the economy pre-COVID. We know that we have another mountain to climb post-COVID. And I think they're starting to think about, well, wait a minute, what is Biden and his Democrat handlers, what are they going to do? What's their grand solution to all this, Captain? Is it, I don't know, more taxes and stuff? That just doesn't ring true with the American people.
Now, we've got another breaking story kind of on the sidelines here. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is in the hospital again with a possible infection, and any time at her age she goes in the hospital, we got to wonder if that's the last trip.
Well, right, and we did hear that news breaking earlier. The latest that I've heard, Captain, is that it may be tied to a gallstone or an infection that may be tied to a gallstone issue. And so, obviously, the first thing that people were thinking about if she had an infection was it, would it be COVID-19, that kind of thing. We don't have any information either way on that, but the latest we do have is that it seems to be related to something to do with the gallstone. So we wish her the best, obviously, because that is a very painful and not a fun thing to deal with, and we just wish her the very best.
No, and folks, you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce. I'm talking with Kyle Warren, our first guest, the professor of politics, as we do every night at this time, and with some exceptions. Now, we also get into a lot of different things that aren't necessarily politics. For example, when we come back, we're going to give you an update on the assault ship, the Von Hommy Richard, and what's going on there. And Kyle, you hang on, and folks, here comes the music. And as I told you, in my experience as a firefighter, we had one major ship fire in one of the ports that I was at in upstate New York in Oswego, and we had to literally sink the ship right there at the dock to put the fire out. And that seems to be kind of what they're doing with the Von Hommy Richard. I'm not surprised. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, the father and son team, Pete and Seth Talbot. By the way, the website that they gave me to give to you, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, and if you're suffering or struggling with nagging pain, I can tell you that based on my 4 years of experience having taken Relief Factor for my arthritis, that it works. Now, if you're struggling with arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, knee pain, or any type of body aches or muscle aches and pain in general from your job or whatever, check them out and try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. That's the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. Now, it's $19.95, and you'll know by the end of the third week whether or not that's going to work for you. You'll probably know sooner. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. Tens of thousands of people from this show have bought the product, and they're very happy. Thank you very much, and thank you for your support. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, you got a governor out there called Newsom, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And he's Newsom, but he's not really new. Listen to this nonsense from him yesterday that got a lot of feedback. Come on, Governor.
We are now effective today, requiring all counties to close their indoor activities, their indoor operations in the following sectors: restaurants, wineries, tasting rooms, movie theaters, family entertainment centers, zoos and museums, card rooms, and the shuttering of all bars. This is in every county in the state of California, not just the counties that were on the monitoring list that we announced on July 1st. So this is a new statewide action effective today. Every county in the state of California impacted by a requirement now to modify indoor operations and to expand opportunities for outdoor operations in these specific categories.
Now, a number of California legislators, not just Republicans, but Democrats too, are blasting Governor Gavin Newsom's shutdown order, saying there is absolutely no justification for it.
Well, you know, Captain, I think what was the governor was pretty light on in his press conference was, what is the scientific basis for closing all these different kinds of places down? Especially, you know, people can't go get their hair cut again in California because of Gavin Newsom. Are they tracking back, you know, cases, people getting sick to different things like going to a restaurant or going to get your hair cut? I think a lot of people would like to know. But again, this seems to be another sort of anvil dropping onto the economy of California. People all around me, Captain, everybody I talk to, everybody wants to be safe. Nobody's not taking this seriously, and so on and so forth, but they've got to be able to run their business. What does Gavin Newsom think everybody's going to do? And where does he think their money's going to come from?
Same as New York. The federal government's going to hand them their money. They want $7-some-odd billion in New York City. No way in hell.
Well, exactly.
No way in hell.
Yeah, and so again, they're living on some kind of pipe dreams of expanded government and so forth. But honestly, Captain, people are worried about being able to pay their rent, not just their rent for their home or apartment, but their mortgage, but their rent payment for their business space, their office space, what have you. You know, this is really big time, and it's sending California in the wrong direction. We need to be able to manage the fact that COVID-19 exists and not have people simply cower back into their homes because, by the way, there's no end on this order that he gave. There's no end date.
Uh-huh. I know that. And we also heard yesterday from Philadelphia, the city of Philadelphia, that they were stopping all large outdoor activities, including sporting events. That means the Philadelphia Phillies, the Philadelphia Eagles, from having any type of events until next February.
And, you know, I shudder to think, Captain, what happens next February? Are they going to extend it? I mean, I know they're trying to put it out there pretty far. But, you know, we've seen so far that, you know, these kinds of date-setting things, they mean nothing, you know, because I guess it just all depends. But at the very least, they should say that, you know, if we can, we will, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, yeah, we'll see. Now, the other thing is we've got President Trump, who signed legislation yesterday in the Rose Garden, and also an executive order rebuking China. And then he took on Joe Biden to task for some of the things that Biden had to open up and say against him, which, by the way, Joe Biden is going after Donald Trump using some of the same talking points that Donald Trump has used. He's again, plagiarism.
Well, exactly. And this really speaks volumes, Captain, of exactly what the Democrat Party officials, the DNC, whatever they're calling themselves, they absolutely know that President Trump has a winning message. And they're trying to glom onto that because they don't, what the Democrats are selling with the socialism and all that, it doesn't sell itself. They absolutely have to find something that they can bait and switch for you.
By the way, under the economic plan that the Democrats have put forward, many people have said, including Joe Biden, they must raise taxes. Taxes have to be raised, and they're going to raise the taxes back on all those people who make all that high-dollar money because they're the ones that are getting the big tax breaks. But what they forget is every time they raise taxes, who winds up paying it?
Well, everybody. Yeah, that's right.
The guys in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't get the exemptions the other one can.
Well, that too, and then the, you know, those who are business owners or you know, high value money makers, these kinds of things, they are the many times creating the jobs, and if they have to pay more, they may not create so many jobs. They may not expand their business. It hurts everybody.
Yeah. Now, folks, we've got a developing story down here in Florida, and I'm going to be talking a lot about it here in hour number four with Colonel Jim Warshak when he comes on with me, because he's got more information on this than I do. But let me just put this out to you. Two hospitals in Orlando fudged the number of patients they had in their hospitals, making it look like they were full when they were, in fact, not. And a laboratory in Florida, another one in Florida, ran a whole bunch of coronavirus tests, and every one of them came back positive, when the national average on the positivity on the test is 9%. And something is really rotten with some of these facilities and what's going on, and I believe it's a big-time game of politics being played here.
Well, exactly right, Cap. You know, I'm not a statistician, but you can't get 100%, you know, back on these.
It's not going to happen.
Exactly. It's statistically impossible, one would think, with the random sampling of people coming in to get tested. You could expect a high percentage, perhaps, but not 100%. And so, again, all this plays into how it's reported on the news, how the politicians react.
And we know there's a whole bunch of tests that came in from China, millions of tests that came in from China that were tainted to begin with. All right, let's drift on over to the phone lines, and we've got 60 seconds with Todd. Good morning, Todd. Go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we were here with 16 stations. I don't know how many we're up to now, Captain, but we were here. I started with
over 200,
and we over 200. Okay, I can walk into any station right now, do 3 hours with no notes, and have the highest ratings in America. The bottom line is this: if you voted for a Democrat governor like Newsom, Gruesome Newsom, you're an idiot. If you voted the same in Philadelphia, Joe Biden has just adopted Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, if Bernie Sanders had any guts at all, he would say, hey, I got screwed by Hillary, and I got screwed by Joe Biden, and I should have won this thing. But he pitches in because he's got his third leg house. So you kids, you idiot millennials who are home because of your school and you see your parents suffering because they can't pay the bills, they can't pay the mortgage because your idiot governor doesn't let them go to work and work in hospitality or whatever job, there you go. That's your idiot professor at school trying to tell you you're not WAC or whatever the heck it is. Wake up, man. You're Donald Trump I'd be out there every day standing up for Donald Trump at the House and the Senate. I want to thank these pastors for standing up for the country, and I want to thank the American people and the captain. Let's get to work and vote Republican. My God, your whole state is going down. And these fake numbers, when Fauci said you could go on Tinder, the guy lost all credibility. Wake up, man. Alrighty. God bless you, DeSantis. You're doing a great job. Let's get to work. Peace.
All righty. And Todd has had all his coffee today, hasn't he, Kyle?
He may have had a double, maybe. Yeah.
Cappuccino. or what we used to call that espresso down there in Miami. You drink that coffee. And by the way, those guys would come out with a thermos full of coffee. The teams would run out of Miami. 48 hours, you'd be sitting in L.A. out of Miami with a truckload of airframe.
Wow.
Yeah, tell me about it. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Ward, a professor of politics, and Kathy is going to take us to break. The lovely Kathy Curtis. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Researchers report the first vaccine tested in the United States for the coronavirus boosted volunteers' immune systems. The results are just what infectious disease experts like Dr. Anthony Fauci and fellow developers had hoped for.
The candidates that showed really good neutralizing antibodies, safe, no adverse events, but good levels of neutralizing antibodies.
He says the vaccine will now begin key final testing. He also says there are no guarantees.
I think by the end of this year and the beginning of calendar year 2021, we will have enough information to know whether the candidates that we're dealing with are safe and effective.
According to researchers, so far there are no serious side effects. Nearly two dozen possible coronavirus vaccines are in various stages of testing around the world. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by this portion, the Geico Insurance Company, Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. Now, Geico Insurance has got a website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. All you got to do is go there, type in your zip code, and tell them what it is you're driving, and get a product a quote on their insurance policy for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, a motorcycle, RV, ATV, SUV, motor, whatever you're driving, okay? Get a quote and see how it compares to what you got currently. And then, if you want to bundle that with your homeowners or your renter's insurance, you'll also save a bunch of money. And here we go. Knock on wood, if you're a safe driver every year, you'll get a 10% discount, and they save you a bunch of money that way. So, go over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and check them out. Get a quote today, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we've got three former Fed chairs, Mr. Bernanke, Ms. Yellen and I forgot who the other one is, but they are going to testify on the virus recession and how we got there.
Well, right, exactly. And then, of course, what we're going to find out, hopefully, is, you know, one of, is how we're going to start to plan to get out of this thing. But I believe this is going to be the first appearance.
Well, I know one way we do it. It's not shut the damn country down again.
Well, exactly.
Good God.
And this is something the White House had said, Captain, when we started the reopening procedures in different parts of the nation at different rates and so forth. The idea was, in fact, I think Larry Kudlow explicitly said, nope, there's going to be no other shutdown. But yet that seems to be what a lot of the politicians and the governors and so forth, they want that shutdown to occur.
The Democrats, now let's stop for a second. The Democrats
right
that, want that.
The Democrats, yes,
it's
right.
Not the Republicans. States, it's not the red states, it's the Democrats. And the reason they want that is because this is all part of the political plan they've had in place. I've been getting email from the Democrats. They're sending me email. They don't realize it's me. They think I'm one of them because I did it on purpose to see if they would actually send me stuff, and they're sending me stuff. So guess what? I know what they're up to.
Well, you know, Captain, so many folks out there, you know, they're good-hearted, and they can't really, or they don't want to accept, I think, as well, that the Democrats are actually trying to use this for their own political gain, because it seems to be so heinous. But yet, I do believe that there is a component of that, and because what we should be doing, because Republicans and Democrats and independents across the country need to get back to their job. Collectively, we have to find a way to do that. But they have decided that this is just another part of the division of America because it serves their needs, evidently. And it's for shame. Absolutely.
Well, you're absolutely right with everything you're saying there. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, again, we'll get into – and, by the way, at the top of the next hour, we'll start talking about what some of the things the Democrats are up to. Because when it comes to immigration and it comes to money and it comes to the giveaway programs, they're all about legalizing as many of the illegals that are here, bringing them out of the shadows and giving them all a guaranteed income and giving them your jobs while you're going to be suffering again. You're going to be number two. They're going to be number one.
Well, right. And
I say, next hour, I'm going to spell it out to the people so they can understand.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Now, moving along, we've got in Portland, Oregon. Have you been watching what's going on up there?
Well, I know that, you know, they've been having a lot of unrest for...
Now, wait a minute. Hold it. No, not unrest. 46 days of a riot. Every night, a riot. The police every night have declared it a riot.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly right. And it's interesting that it's not front page news, and that's an old saying, I guess, now, front page news, but leading the news every night, or, you know, these kinds of things, where this should be a very shocking thing for America.
Yeah.
46 consecutive days of riots.
You know what else is shocking?
What's that?
Going back to California, the L.A. Times wrote an op-ed, and they've got mocked for calling to replace the Star Spangled Banner at a soccer game with the song "Lean on Me."
Yeah, you know, this is one of those things where.
And now we're going to play "Lean on Me." Right. Everyone, please rise and remove your hats. Are you kidding me?
Well, yeah, no kidding. Well, as someone who's had the real pleasure and honor of unfurling a giant flag on a ball field, yeah.
LA Angels.
That's right. And, you know, it is really something when people see that happen and you hear them singing the national anthem. It's a unifying thing. And again, going back to the idea of dividing people, we shouldn't be dividing over the national anthem, because the American dream is for everybody. But if they're trying to essentially take away what does unify us, of course they're doing it on purpose because they want to put something else in its place. And these are the institutions that need to stay so that we all hold on to them for that dream and so that everybody can be elevated.
Now, this is going to be part of my veterans news coming up in the next hour at the bottom of the hour, but there's a fired VA staffer who admitted to murdering 7 patients in West Virginia at a VA hospital with giving them overdoses of insulin. What a shame.
You know, this is, again, one of those things where you just can't wrap your head around it. This is out of our experience. It's not something that makes any sense. And we have to put that person in for punishment. They have to be taken away.
After. Yeah, and I think he called it a mercy killing because of what some of the individuals were going through, but there's no such thing, in my opinion.
Well, he's not the judge.
No.
That's not within his power. That's completely outside. Yeah.
Now, we got a couple of minutes here. Let's get into, again, the Bonhomie Richard and what's going on there in San Diego. What is the latest? What do you know about what's going on there?
Well, I do know this, Captain. I know that they have been able to access some of the different decks. There's about 200 sailors on board right now who are fighting this fire, basically. They've been able to access some of the different cargo areas and so forth. They seem to believe that there's no major damage in terms of external structure. That being said, it's still too early to tell whether or not the Bonhomie Richard is going to be salvageable or not.
Well, the hull has been damaged in so far as the quality of the steel. And one of the decks is very close, I understand, to collapsing upon another one because, again, the integrity of the steel. They've also got, at the water level, 1 million gallons of fuel, and the fire is still burning downward towards that fuel. And if it gets that close, I understand they're going to tow the ship, if they can, out into the ocean and just let it sink.
Well, that may be the ultimate answer because of that danger, because that explosion in San Diego Harbor would just be devastating.
Well, yeah.
For sure.
And the other thing is that it's listing as it is sitting on the dock right now because they've been just filling it with water, literally drowning, trying to drown the fire, which they're still doing as we speak here. But that's the only thing that you can do to try to put a fire of that nature out is to try to drown it.
Yeah, well, exactly right. And again, this is a very important ship to the Navy. Its loss would be very, very bad.
Hold on. Let's take a phone call. Good morning. Is this Nelson?
Yes, it is.
Nelson and Jasper.
Yes. I wanted to tell you, you know, the word you're looking for is the misery index.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The Democrats are in favor of the misery index.
Yeah, you're right.
So anyway, you might put it into your vocabulary.
All right. Well,
because it was... It was under the president from Georgia. That was his.
You mean old Nuts Carter?
yes, that was his forte, the misery index. So pass it on.
All right, thanks, Nelson.
Sure.
All right, that's Nelson listening to us up there in Jasper, Florida, and our affiliate up there, Misery Index.
Yeah, no, he's absolutely right. I remember that during the Carter years, and unfortunately. You know, they're trying to bring it back, and this is what helped propel Ronald Reagan into the Oval Office. And I think we have a very similar kind of thing going on here, Captain.
Yeah.
Reagan was capable, and Carter was not at that time, and for different reasons, but the American people made a real choice.
Yeah, and of course, the American people are going to make another choice here, and it's going to be based, again, a lot of it on their wallets. However, we do have a certain amount of people right now that are being snowballed by all this coronavirus stuff, and they're just up to their eyeballs with it, and they just want it over and done with. And of course, the Democrats are being very, very quick to blame, well, the president didn't have a plan, the president this, the president that. Excuse me, remember how we told everybody who scuttled the plans to begin with?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Barack Obama. All right, hold the fort there. Folks, we'll be right back. We're going to take a look at our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop near you. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants, designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and this portion of the program brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Closest to you because it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. They are the largest truck stop chain in the country. Stop by, get a free cup of coffee, compliments of the Captain's America Third Watch, pull in there and say, you were listening to the radio show and the captain told you you could get a free cup of coffee, and that's exactly what you're going to get. Alrighty, here we go. We're going to rock the house.
Oh,
A little bit of Aerosmith there, Walk This Way. That's the original hit song right there, the original song they did, Walk This Way, many, many, many years ago. And I'm going to bring in Kyle Warren here. Were you dancing around the table that time?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it was, I remember when that song came out as well.
Yeah, that was the original. That was the very first one they did in the studio without getting out on a tour or nothing. So I played that one tonight, a little bit different than what some of the other ones are. But anyway, heat advisory spokes and excessive heat warnings persist across the southern plains into the lower Mississippi Valley. Conditions should slowly improve in these areas by Thursday. Severe storms and localized areas of flash flooding may occur also across parts of the mid-Mississippi Valley and portions of the southern and central high plains, and there could be some really bad weather out there in terms of thunderstorms. Now, I will tell you right now, in Oklahoma, folks, in the panhandle of Oklahoma, east of Amarillo and headed towards Oklahoma City, El Reno right now, up into the south and central part of Kansas, you've got a severe thunderstorm warning. Also in the extreme northern part of Texas, that would be about Plainview. So let's see here. Thunderstorm warnings, flash flood warnings, watches. Looks like there's a tornado watch right now in the lower part of Kansas, and got some rain up on I-70 on the Kansas Goodland, Kansas, and Colorado border along I-70 right now. Now, Kyle, what's going on out west? I do see some weather out there, not only in Northern California, but it looks like over around Lake Tahoe and Reno.
That's right, Captain. Over in the Lake Tahoe and Reno area, we've got a fire weather watch going on, and this extends way north of Pyramid Lake and down south as we head through Mammoth Lakes in California, almost all the way down to Bishop in California, and so we're seeing that. We're also seeing an excessive heat warning over in the Grand Canyon National Park area, as a matter of fact. And, of course, temperatures in Arizona still in the triple digits. I think it was 109 in that zone earlier today in that area. I know in the area of Parker, Arizona, Phoenix and Tempe, of course, also still very hot. The good news is here in Southern California, we're cooled off a little bit. We should be maintaining that here for the next few days, with it coming up just a little bit on the weekend. But the deserts are the place where, of course, it is very, very hot. There's no doubt about that. We're not seeing the big red heat warnings per se, but it doesn't mean that we're out of the woods yet.
Well, there's some poor air quality around Phoenix, Arizona tonight, as well as up there east of Denver, headed towards Nebraska and Kansas, and up over the top west of Denver, I-70, looks like right towards Utah, Grand Junction, an air quality advisory there. Now, the high heat advisories today are going across New Mexico on I-10. El Paso's in it all the way down to the border over there towards Midland, Texas. You've got high heat advisories. And then in the eastern part of Texas, I-30, if you're going up into Arkansas, most of Arkansas, high heat advisories there. The eastern part of Oklahoma, same thing there. The northern part of Louisiana, I-20, going across from Texas over into Mississippi. You'll have it all the way across, high heat advisories. Then tonight in, Tennessee, we've got some poor air quality around Nashville and up north of Knoxville, Tennessee, going up towards going up towards Virginia and the northwest corner of North Carolina. Got some poor air quality in the mountains of South Carolina tonight. Also in the southwestern corner of Ohio and the southern part of Indiana, coming up out of Louisville on 65, right in that area. And I do see some rain that's picked up now around Columbia, South Carolina. That's what I'm looking at right now. And as far as anything else, Kyle, I don't really see much of anything to bother anybody.
No, not really, except in the Greenville, Spartanburg area of South Carolina. We also have another air quality issue there as well, along I-185.
Yeah, and for you folks that are listening to me right now in Greenville, Spartanburg, I'm going to have some significant news for you shortly about something that's going to be going on in your area, and we will be a part of that, and I can't wait, so stay tuned for the news, right, Kyle?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, I got to mention to everybody that the Pilot and Flying J truck stops are all part of a great chain of truck stops, over 400 of them across the country, and they are the largest truck stop chain now in the United States. And with the Pilots, especially the travel centers and the new ones they're remodeling and whatnot, you're going to find some really different things there. You're going to find could be an Arby's, could be a Wendy's, could for that matter be a McDonald's, or it could be a full-service Dairy Queen with their complete menu with their food and their ice cream. And, of course, you can find a Chester's Chicken, maybe even a Kentucky Fried Chicken. Also a Pizza Hut, a Subway, Taco Bell is also possible there too. And with the Flying J's, you're going to find either a sit-down Denny's or a Huddle House or a Moe's Southwest Grill. And in some of the stores that are up north, some of the truck stops up north, you'll find a Dunkin' Donuts there too, especially in New York, Indiana, and New Hampshire. And then you might find the combination of both of them. Maybe it'd be a Denny's and a Taco Bell, or it could be a Huddle House and a Pizza Hut, or it could be Moe's Southwest Grill and a Subway, whatever. But you could find all sorts of things in some of the bigger markets with some of the truck stops that are there. So stop on by, tell them the captain sent you, make sure you get yourself that free cup of coffee. And Kyle, we're going to go back to finishing the hour off with a little something here. The GOP convention coming to Jacksonville, in lieu of the fact that the coronavirus may be bothering some people, they're talking about having some of their events outdoors.
Well, that's right, and it just seems like, again, as you mentioned, there are a lot of people that could be concerned, obviously, for good reason, about COVID-19, coronavirus, and so it's just another way of accommodating people and making sure that the convention goes on as planned, and that also the message of the convention, which is so very, very important, gets out to the voters, because I think it's 111 days as of now in order to get to the election, and people are going to start focusing back in on this.
They are now.
Yeah, that's right. And when we get to 60 days, when we get to 30 days, it's only going to get more intense. And so anything that can be done, whether it's live streaming, outdoor events, you name it, you got to get the message out.
Yeah, and the president is going to start having more outdoor events, too, when he starts moving around again. And by the way, he is moving. There will be some things going on. I happen to know that down here in Florida, he's planning on having at least a couple of outdoor events. Don't know what the dates are yet. We're waiting to see, but apparently it's going to be in August. And even us, we're going to be broadcasting from Sarasota, one of the big political events that they've got going on down there, too. So we can't wait for that to happen.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I think that, again, people are going to start really focusing in on this, and the choice is going to be clear, and that's a good thing for this.
All righty, well, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back right after the top of the hour with more music. Clearwater, Creedence Clearwater Revival is taking us out here, and I will tell you that when we come back, we've got a lot more stuff to talk about, including the coronavirus vaccine, which is being developed rapidly, and we've got a report about one of them that came out yesterday. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
Radar capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.